right. We are locked into hour three, and you can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. As we continue here into hour three, taking your calls about anything, let's talk to, we're going to go to Jason in Connecticut. Jason, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jason?
Well, basically, this happened at the St. Paddy's Day that they have here in New Haven, Connecticut. You know New Haven?
Yeah, I'm familiar with New Haven. I don't know it well, but been through it.
Yeah, well, basically, this was after the parade, and I was just preaching to people about freedom because I can't help it. I really can't. And
people get excited about the message of freedom. There's no doubt about it. Unfortunately, that excitement can sometimes translate into poor communication. But what were your experiences? Go ahead.
Exactly. I think that's my problem. But I just like people. Like, I talk to them softly. I don't yell or anything. But I was making my way into a bar, and the bouncer, he pushed me away. He wouldn't let me in. And then two officers rushed right when they saw that. And right when the officers rushed towards me, I had my hands up the whole time. I was like, whoa, whoa. Like, what did I do? What did I do? And they... Before I even said anything, they were like, give me your ID. Where's your ID? And I said, no. I said, what did I do? What did I do? And they had no answer for me. So they kept asking for my ID, and I said, I'm a free man. I said, I was born in Connecticut. I was like, I'm a free person. I'm a free man. I did nothing wrong. Next thing I know, I get hit three times over the face.
Oh, my gosh. And, jeez.
Yes. And they took my cell phone because my cell phone was in my hand. After I got hit, I was in a daze. I did not know what was going on. Well, anyways. There's going to be an ongoing investigation. I went to internal affairs. It feels like it's going to take forever, though. But
so were you arrested after that, after they hit you?
No, I was not arrested. I think they were waiting for me to retaliate. But my hands were up the whole time. They hit me three times. There was people around. They didn't do anything.
That's amazing.
Now, why wasn't the bouncer letting you in the bar?
Because of, I guess, they thought the nonsense that I was speaking, because I was preaching to everybody.
I was trying
to tell them that freedom isn't free. They have to...
Were you talking to people like on the street corner or something like that?
Everybody. Everyone.
I see.
Everyone.
So basically you were making a commotion and this bouncer didn't want to let you in the bar. And now how many times did you try to get into the bar? I mean, were you being a pest?
Nope. First time. One time.
So you walked up, he said...
So the bouncer touched you?
Yeah, he put his hand up to me and said, you're not coming in. And once there was two cops around there. They saw that. Because cops in that city, they look for problems. They look for a reason to react. So once they saw that, they rushed over. They pushed me across the street. My hands were up the whole time, even as they hit me. My hands were still up because somehow I controlled all my anger, and I didn't hit them because I knew
good
if I hit them,
you.
I was going to get arrested.
Oh, yeah. If you had escalated that, then they would have had the excuse to do all kinds of awful things to you. I mean, it's outrageous of what they did, but it could have been worse, right? I mean, they could have, as you say, arrested you. They could have beaten you even further into submission. When did they decide to turn around and leave?
After I didn't do anything. They hit me three times, and I didn't do anything. I was just like, my head was down. Like, I was just so ashamed of what just happened. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And they took my cell phone, and they just walked away, literally. And
so they have your cell phone?
Well, who knows where it is now, because I called Verizon, and I asked them to locate my cell phone, but they said they couldn't because they need a court order, and it has to be a missing persons case. But...
Well, you can have them turn your cell phone off. I mean, you can get another phone and switch it over to that. And you said you've actually gotten in touch with the police department to try to retrieve it. What happened there?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing a whole investigation with internal affairs. And,
so when did this go down? How recent was this?
March 15th, March 16th, actually.
So a couple weeks ago then.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? What's the process like, by the way? I mean, when you went in to start this investigation, did you know any of the cops' names?
Mm-hmm. I went to the New Haven Police Department right after that. Actually, like an hour and a half after that. And, I originally came to my hometown. I'm from like 10 minutes away from there, and I came to that police department. They said they couldn't help me.
Yeah.
I came there and I told them, I said, this is what happened. The New Haven cops beat me. They said, well, we can't help you. You have to go there.
Yeah, sorry, we don't right. help our citizens that get beat up by a fellow law enforcement.
Yeah.
Right, and good luck calling a police department and trying to register a complaint over the phone or something like that. They're going to want you to come down there to the very same station where the very same thug cops work and...
Have them glower at you.
Yeah, and talk in that circumstance.
I forgot to tell you, I did call 911 with my friend that I ran into because there was a whole bunch of people there. My friend I ran into, I called 911, and they literally could not do anything for me. I said, two cops just assaulted me. Can you send a car here? And they said, you have to go file a complaint.
Right, you have to file an administrative complaint, which is, I mean, if we had Sam on the show tonight, I'm sure he would talk about how one could file criminal charges against these guys, but they won't help you do that. Those who are in the system will not help you do such a thing, and
like
we still have to experiment with that.
Yeah, it's like your brother going against your own brother. They won't do that.
Yep, good. It's a good old boys network. It's the thin blue line. They close around their ranks. They guard their own. And, well, you let us know what happens with the internal affairs investigation.
Actually, my name is Pete, too. They said Jason. It's Pete.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, Pete, and thank you for the call, and glad you're okay, and sorry to hear about all that. That's what people are dealing with, though, right now, with rogue cops being able to get away with hurting people, just being aggressive and awful. I mean, I've got a story that'll tie right into this about the government guys killing more people's dogs. I mean, it's amazing what these people can get away with, whether it's beating a 15-year-old girl in a jail cell half to death or it's killing some family's dogs for no reason whatsoever. Here's a quick story from typepad.com, bothwell.typepad.com, where government invaders costumed in paramilitary gear broke into the home of Rita Patterson and William Hannivan on Saturday looking for a drug suspect and narcotics, reports the Buffalo News. Police left the premises without finding any drugs or even arresting anyone, but not before terrorizing an innocent family and executing their two dogs for no reason at all, according to 68-year-old Daniel Patterson, who lives with his daughter. Rita said
she's probably a criminal. That's 70-year-old.
Rita Patterson said she was cooking dinner in the kitchen when she heard loud noises at the side door. Hannivan was upstairs taking a nap, and at first she thought he may have fallen out of bed. Before she knew what was happening, police wearing masks and helmets and carrying automatic weapons had broken through the door. They tied her hands with a zip tie and put her on the floor. Her father pleaded with police not to shoot the dogs, but they wouldn't allow him to grab the dogs to put them into another room, Patterson said. You know,
they busted in the house. I mean, these are strangers from outside. That's what dogs are supposed to do.
One of the officers started firing a shotgun at the two dogs, one a pit bull and the other a pit bull boxer mix. One of the dogs was shot three times, once in the throat, once in the back, and the last time in the leg while trying to run away, according to Rita.
Yeah, did they incapacitated the dog by shooting it three times.
The other dog was cowering behind a table. Neither was a threat to the police, say the residents. This atrocious behavior, according to the story, is the police state personified. The state's armed thugs have a legal right to trespass on our property, brandishing weapons the rest of us aren't even allowed to own, use them in manners that would get private citizens thrown in jail, and are under no obligation to ensure their information is even accurate before engaging in tactics that put the lives of law-abiding citizens at risk. Even if they had the right house in this particular case, it's still not a justification for what they're doing. And, of course, the whole justification overall for this is the war on drugs, which is just an insane war against our friends and family and results in stories like this coming out all of the time. I can't count the number of dog-killing stories that we've read on this show. It's been more than five.
It looks like a standard operating procedure.
Well, it's pretty easy to shoot a dog and get away with it. I mean, how many people are going to hire a lawyer to go after you for shooting their dog? Not very many, right? So if you're a sicko and a sadist and an adrenaline junkie, then it gives you the opportunity to pull the trigger on the shotgun during your raid, and you don't have to go away with any human bodies on your hands.
Can you imagine working with a shotgun every day and not being able to see something splatter red and disgusting all over the wall?
I can't imagine that, yes, because I'm not a sicko. As abhorrent as it was that this family's pets were killed before their eyes, just imagine what might have happened had Hannivan or the Pattersons had the audacity to actually defend their home and dogs from these terrorists. One, unfortunately, need not engage in much speculation, given the precedent has already been set. In the 1995 case Weissen versus Arkansas, the Supreme Court ruled that Fourth Amendment required police to knock and announce themselves before entering a private home, a decision intended to protect not only innocent suspects but also police, who could be mistaken by homeowners for criminal intruders. However, the exceptions the court allowed have set into motion widespread and unbridled assaults on our civil liberties that have manifested themselves in the war on substances the state would rather have you not ingest. We'll explain a little bit more about this and what they're doing to people, their freedoms, and their dogs, and take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. The average country has 64.5% of their foreign exchange reserves in dollar-denominated assets. That means the entire world is in serious trouble. The social, political, economic, and financial situation, the dislocation will be enormous. It will be like the plague. Everyone will be affected.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In addition, a trade war is brewing. The British pound is being deliberately devalued. Francis Sarkozy is aiding the French vehicle industry as the U.S. government is. Germany has a stimulus plan, as does Washington. The Chinese have a $568 billion surplus plan for stimulus and are letting the yuan fall. And China and Russia and Mexico are erecting trade barriers. We have trouble ahead.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew
thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. As 2009 shapes up to be a really big year for the Free State Project, more people moving this direction. I hear the counter on the Free State Project homepage is going to be over 700 soon, which is pretty cool.
That's for movers, and that's going to be over 9,200.
700 signers. Participants in states, okay. Not 700 movers. But it's probably like 500 movers or 450 movers or something like that. I think we started with about 200 something people that were already here before the New Hampshire was voted as the Free State Project destination state. So lots of things are working out to be pretty exciting. I know that Pete Ayer is coming here from Bureaucrash, except he's not going to be from Bureaucrash. I don't know how much more I can say about that, but there's some pretty exciting stuff that's going to be happening in less than a week's time here, specifically in Keene, New Hampshire. So let's continue here and talk about the story from bothwell.typepad.com about another no-knock raid, about another raid that involved police crashing through some innocent family's door, running into their home with guns pointed, blasting their two dogs, destroying their lives, killing both of the dogs, hurting the family's vision of what the police were all about. I mean, this is, talk about a shock to the system. If you thought the police were your friends and then they come in and do that to you, that's pretty harsh.
Gotta be shocking.
You know, we're talking about this, again, this article is talking about Weissen versus Arkansas, a 1995 case that required the police to knock and identify themselves before entering a private home. Now, as Bradley Balco explains from The Agitator, he says Weissen, or now it's spelled Wilson, anyway, Wilson didn't eliminate no-knocks. In its decision, the court recognized three broad exceptions called exigent circumstances to the announcement requirement. So, the police have to announce themselves except in these circumstances. The most pertinent of these state that if police believe that announcing themselves before entering would present a threat to officer safety, or if they believe that a suspect is particularly likely to destroy the evidence, they may enter a home without first announcing their presence. So that basically gives them the full loophole they need to say, right, we're scared, so we're going to just not announce ourselves.
Right, and this is completely a drug war issue. Because, yes, if a drug dealer knows that the cops are at the door, he could run to the potty and flush all his coke down the toilet, assuming it's not that much.
But yeah, it depends on how much coke.
Right, I mean, if you're trying to flush a kilo down in that amount of time, you're going to have a little trouble. But you're not talking about a murderer trying to flush down body parts down a toilet. It's just not going to work. This is completely a drug war issue. So there you go. Dogs are being killed because of the drug war. Our Fourth Amendment almost completely eroded because of the drug war.
Right. And anybody who – one of the other consequences, which was unintended on the part of the police, is that anybody who gets some police supply store stuff, like some police jackets – which are not hard to acquire.
No. Nope.
Anybody who gets some police jackets and some police badges can show up strapped with some guns and literally come into anybody's home. Because who's going to fight back against the police? If they look like the police and they're yelling, hey, open up, it's the police, then people are going to believe them. And whether they're the police or not shouldn't matter. They're armed intruders invading people's homes.
Well, they know that if they fight back that the police are better trained, better armed, and they're going to murder them and their entire family.
Right, so whether you're up
against... get away with it.
If you're up against the police department, you know that's going to happen. But if you're up against a smaller gang, say a smaller private gang that has decided to dress as the police, you don't know that it's a private gang, so you'll treat them like the police and not do anything. If you knew it was a private gang, you could probably get away with fighting back in a lot of places to defend yourself. But if it's a private gang dressed like the police, you'd probably be too scared to fight back against them.
Yeah, in that circumstance, the gang enterprises off the police's uniform. And if it wasn't so common the police busted into people's houses, then you wouldn't see this happening. But, you know, it's all the drug war, people.
A legal no-knock raid can happen in one of two ways. Police can make the case for exigent circumstances to a judge who then issues a no-knock warrant, or police can determine at the scene that the exigent circumstances exist and then just make a call for a no-knock raid on the spot. In the latter case, courts will determine after the fact if the raid was legal. And what do you think they're going to determine? It's their buddies.
Extraordinarily rare, unless there's videotape, for cops to get in trouble.
I don't know about you, says the article writer, but it seems to me that allowing police to determine for themselves the circumstances justifying no-knock entry essentially invalidates any requirement to approach a judge beforehand. After all, the state is the ultimate judge in conflicts involving itself, so the chances that it will rule against itself are between slim and none. And Balco indeed finds his findings tend to support the assertion. In the real world, says Balco, the exigent circumstances exception have been so broadly interpreted that since Wilson, they've overwhelmed the rule. No-knock raids have been justified on the flimsiest of reasons, including that the suspect was a licensed, registered gun owner, or that the mere presence of indoor plumbing could be enough to trigger the destruction of evidence exception. In fact, many places, or in many places, the announcement requirement is now treated more like an antiquated ritual than compliance with a suspect's constitutional rights. In 1999, for example, the assistant police chief of El Monte, California, explained his department's preferred procedure to the LA Times. He said, "We do bang on the door and make an announcement, it's the police, but it kind of runs together. If you're sitting on the couch, it would be difficult to get to the door before they knock it down."
Yeah, that's about right.
So basically they're announcing it's the police as the concrete filled block slams through the door. So good luck even understanding what it is they're yelling as your door is being smashed in.
Well, you'll understand enough to know not to react violently, which is exactly what the criminals who dress like the police want.
Yep, give up all your property, give up all your freedom, and hopefully you'll leave with your life, right?
Yeah.
Legalities aside, no one, whether the private citizen or the government agent, has a moral right to trespass on private property with the intent to initiate violence against nonviolent targets, much less carry out these threats by unilaterally inflicting damage to private property and harm on human beings. Moreover, if you're inclined to excuse such tyrannical behavior, even under select circumstances, consider the fact that when police kill innocent civilians during the course of these violent home invasions, and they do, they generally receive a paid vacation, followed by the inevitable return to active duty. And they find it so often, like 99% of the time, that the cops were just A-OK. Everything was by the book here. There's nothing wrong with just running into people's homes, blazing our guns at their dogs, right, and shooting children.
There's nothing that happens to these guys unless there's video, to the contrary, essentially is how it operates. Unless you, for some reason, happen to have video of the cops busting into your house, because don't expect them to give up the video of themselves busting into your house.
Whereas, if you or I happen to kill a cop while attempting to defend ourselves or our families from faceless assailants during the course of an immoral SWAT raid, we're looking at the death penalty or life behind bars. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Your calls about anything coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BeNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's T-O-B-E-Natural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours free over at freetalklive.com. Back for an entire year, all free. Left-hand side of the page, freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to John, listening to KBYO in Louisiana. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, just a rebuttal. You guys allow those. I've listened to you for a while, and just if I can just give you just a short synopsis and retrospect to some of the statements you made about some of these entries. A lot of thought goes into these entries in time and preparation before these guys go in there. I was a police officer for 11 years in the West Coast and in the South, and I've been involved in quite a few. And the element of surprise is imperative to really a lot of people, to be honest with you.
How many raids did you go on?
I've probably been on, I'd say 11.
Of the 11 raids, how many of them were drug-related?
I would probably say 10.
What was the other one?
The other one was looking for a person that had committed harm to his another family member and both locked himself inside the house.
So you knew he was in there or you thought he was in there?
No, I knew he was in there.
Okay. I don't think that we, you know, I basically say that this is a drug war-related thing. So we want to get rid of the drug war. I do think that it makes perfectly good sense to me that police would need to bust into people's houses. But you've said here that even in your circumstance, less than 10% of them were, and I would say that we're even talking fewer than those, fewer than 10%. But that less than 10% of them would be something other than drug related. I'm only saying legalize all drugs and you won't have this problem.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Did you see the Huffington Post article? Did you hear about that we talked about earlier tonight?
No, sir. I apologize. I put my little girl to bed and I'm en route to work. So.
Excellent. The 701st richest man in the world, according to Forbes magazine. He happens to be a Mexican drug lord. I think his name's El Chup. or something awful like that.
El Chalupa.
Yeah, something like that. And he was, I believe it was, he was talking to a friend of his over the, over a cooler with two men's heads on ice in it. And he said, I want to thank George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., even El Presidente Obama for making me one of the richest men in the world. If it wasn't for their war on drugs, I wouldn't be able to do this. It sounds like a scene of The Sopranos, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not going to say politics don't play a part and to some certain extent, but we should try to separate ourselves from a lot of other people. We can't, if he wants to use that as his, you know, his motivation or his escape route or goat, then that's his business. But do you mind if I just make one more point?
I know, I you can, but I don't understand what you said. His escape route?
Let me take a deep breath and sit here.
Yeah, please.
Just because if somebody makes that statement. How, in your mind, do you validify making narcotics legal?
I believe that you should be able to put whatever you want in your body. I think that, marijuana is no more dangerous than alcohol. And I think that there are things out there that you can put in your body legally that are as dangerous and addictive as cocaine and heroin. I think that those are just, as a matter of fact, they've been legal in America longer than they have been illegal.
All drugs were legal at one time, and we have the same amount of, percentage-wise, we have the same amount of drug addicts today as we did back when all of the drugs were completely legal. The thing that we have today are a bunch of no-knock raids. We've got people, having their dogs killed over this insane war on drugs. We've got over 800,000 people being arrested just for marijuana possession alone every single year. Another 800,000 or so being arrested for various other drug possession. We're having families torn apart. We're having lives destroyed. The drug war itself is far more dangerous to human freedom than whatever the side effects of the drugs might be, sir. Your thoughts?
I totally understand. I don't dispute some of the issues that you have, but what I do have a problem with, if you're going to do something like that, wouldn't you say that there needs to be regulations? Because there's some of these things are altering. So if you legalize a lot of these things and it impairs their ability to think, react, or maybe put somebody else's life in jeopardy when they get behind a wheel, a truck, a gun, or anything else, where's the sense of liability go to?
Well, if you shoot somebody while you're drunk, you go to prison and you do the time for shooting somebody. It doesn't matter whether you're drunk or not. If you get behind the wheel while you're drunk, you get a ticket or you pay the consequences for getting behind the wheel. However, drinking the alcohol is not illegal. It's the action that you do while being drunk that is illegal. And I think that that's the same. That should be the same for whatever drug that
should be dealt with. Yeah, I mean, if somebody's harming another person or putting another person at risk, threatening harm, then yeah, you've got a crime there. But somebody getting high in their house and taking a walk down the street isn't harming anybody, and yet they are risking arrest and a possible life in a prison cell for wanting to alter their state of consciousness.
I totally understand that, but don't you think you're creating a scene for more violence? And because a good portion of the people that are doing it to themselves, fine, let them do it themselves.
Okay.
But when it affects other people. And other people's lives, don't you think you'd have more criminal activity, more
allow
gang
me
war?
To explain. The reason why it affects other people is because it's illegal. And the reason why it's affecting people is because it being illegal, drugs, whatever drug you want to mention, if it's illegal, the same thing happens. It goes underground. The mob takes a hold of it. People like El Chupo or whatever his name is.
Price is driven up by thousands of times.
Of percent. Mm-hmm. The prices are so much higher because of the black marketplace. So people that are hooked on these drugs, methamphetamine, cocaine, crack, people that are hooked on these drugs are going to do whatever it takes to get their hands on their next hit.
So should we market that? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm explaining to you that these people are willing to go and hold up a convenience store. They're willing to go and break into your house while you're home and try to steal things or harm to, you know, hold you up at gunpoint. That's where the violence comes from, is because the drugs are so expensive.
My family's in danger. My one-year-old son's in danger because of the war on drugs, because crack is illegal and because methamphetamine's illegal. I've never done that stuff, you know, and certainly never brought it into my home. My wife's certainly never done that. But I have to, you know, I have to live in a world where somebody could do that in order to get money for those drugs. If those drugs were legal, they'd cost as much as aspirin.
Yep. Nobody's knocking over convenience stores to get their hands on a six-pack. Nobody's knocking over a convenience store robbing you at gunpoint to buy cigarettes, though as they continue tacking new taxes on packs of cigarettes, those things become more and more likely. But the more legal a product is, the safer the situation surrounding that product becomes. Does that make sense?
Well, from if I were sitting in your seat, yes, it would if I was, because, you know, it's amazing we can justify whether it's buying a car that our wife doesn't want to get or something, whatever our little hobbies are, just about anything. And
so you think I'm a drug user?
It doesn't have to do with sitting in my seat, sir. It has to do with looking at history and looking at the situation today and observing what's going on. Are you familiar with alcohol prohibition?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm not trying to be argumentative with you.
Okay. We like a good discussion here, and this is my pet issue, so you've stumbled onto a good one here. But you're familiar with alcohol prohibition. What were the effects of alcohol prohibition?
Violence.
Yeah.
Wasn't there violence, and then some murders becoming of that?
Right. Did people stop drinking?
No.
Okay, so you're putting it together now. So you've got violence was a result of prohibition. No one stopped drinking. So we know that the mafia and the mob were the ones that were supplying the alcohol. And, of course, they're willing to kill one another in order to gain the territory necessary to distribute it.
And alcohol is a much more violent drug than really any other drug out there. I mean,
PCP.
Maybe PCP. I've heard of angel dust where a guy, you know, like picks up a picnic table and swats three people with it or something like that.
I've seen it, yeah.
That's about it. I mean, you've never gotten a wrestling match as a cop with a dope smoker, did you?
With a dope smoker? Yeah, I had a couple wrestling matches with some dope smokers.
Stone people?
Dope? What is your term for dope, Mark? Do you mean marijuana?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Did you say dope people? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said
I'm bring
marijuana.
You back. We're going to bring you back. Hang on here. I don't know if you're still a cop or a former cop, but we'll find that out here in moments. More with John, your calls as well, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything even in these remaining moments. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food? It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You dial toll-free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Even in these remaining moments, just enough time to sneak your call in. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. Now, if you like this show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on from around the world, and help new people get exposed to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get behind the show, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like the Amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with John listening in Louisiana to KBYO. Now, John, you said you were formerly a police officer. Are you still currently involved in law enforcement?
No, sir. I have a lot of my friends are. I spent 11 years and moved back to the South. And for me, I have three children, and I needed to school and further my education. Now I work in the hospital business.
Now, but, I know you had said you had another point you wanted to make, but I wanted to make sure we finished up our conversation about prohibition briefly here. And so I was drawing a comparison between today's prohibition of drugs and the past prohibition of a different drug, alcohol. And you saw clearly the effects of what alcohol prohibition did. And now I'm trying to get you to see that it's a parallel, that the exact same things are happening here. But it's actually worse now in many cases, because I mean, if you think about this, we were talking about the violence that's associated with drugs, right? Well, it's associated with it because of prohibition. But imagine back, you know, when you're in the alcohol prohibition days, if somebody's got their moonshine or their whatever it is that was being distributed and they drink too much, they're going to pass out, right? They're going to, I mean, there's a chance they're going to get violent with their family members or whatever, as a lot of drunks do. But eventually, if they drink too much, they're going to puke and they're going to pass out.
Right.
Whereas with crack cocaine, somebody takes a hit of crack, they want another one. And then they want another one. And then they want another one. And then it just keeps going and going. They'll go for a whole weekend just with no sleep, just binging on crack cocaine.
That's kind of rare. I mean, they do want to sleep.
I don't know, Mark. How many crackheads have you known?
I was in prison for 9 years. Dude.
Okay.
I've known a lot of crackheads.
All right. That's fine. I'm just telling you my understanding of a crack addict is they just want to keep going out and getting more crack when they run out. So what I'm saying is it's more dangerous today than it was in the past. And so if we actually care about people, we need to end the war on drugs. Your thoughts?
Okay, I appreciate your conversation with me. I appreciate your ideas and thoughts on it. My problem is, and I'll do a quick synopsis for you. I went on a call one time. I went into this room on a non-breather, and the room, the little guy was 13. The room was full of High Time magazines, Purple Lamps, et cetera, et cetera. I make a long story short, I took him down. He had hung himself to this autoerotic asphyxiation sort of deal, and he had blood tests come back, marijuana. And the little guy ended up passing away as we tried to do the CPR, administer CPR.
Yeah.
And the poor little guy. And, you know, for me, that was, I've seen every death imaginable to man. I've unfortunately had to be a part of it. And I've seen some of the outcomes and effects a lot of people aren't privy to. And for me, there are different drugs. It's not apples to apples. You can't compare alcohol to CNS, central nervous system. It's really going to affect you differently.
But you can compare the effects of prohibition, and the effects of prohibition are the same. And I might point out that the horrible things that you've seen under prohibition. You haven't seen a legal system where, or a system of decriminalization where these people that may be hooked on various substances are not afraid to go and get the help that they might be needing. And in the case of the young man that choked himself to death,
could have been alcohol.
He could have been a sex freak. I mean,
he could have smoked 30 days ahead of, before that. I mean, you know.
That's right. You know what? And I can't argue that thought that you have. But my thing is this. Here's what scares me. With the children, if you legalize it, it's hard to get alcohol in the school. They're going to get it. Kids and everybody's going to do what they're going to do. That's fine.
Yeah.
But my fear for the children, if you legalize it, it's very, for me, you give carte blanche to whoever wants it. You know, we don't want any more violence. That's going to affect a target group of people, right? But you know what? It's going to affect a lot of the kids in school, too, and the little ones coming up. How can you justify saying to your child, well, drugs you don't do them, but they're legal?
Well, the same way you handle alcohol and any other topic with your child. But the evidence is in the countries that it has been legalized or decriminalized in that in fact usage in young people goes down, and likely it's because of the forbidden fruit aspect of it.
Yeah, if you could be shown that was true, then would you change your mind?
I don't know.
Before you go on, high school age students, when polled, will say that it's easier for them to get marijuana, which is illegal, than it is for them to get alcohol, which is legal.
I agree to that. I will agree to that.
But that contradicts you.
Do you understand the problem with
it? No, I'm not saying I didn't. No, it's not contradicting me because I didn't say that they couldn't. I can't say that they can't get any drug there is now. I'm just saying it would be more prevalent where people will not be afraid to fear the repercussions of carrying stuff to school with them.
But we're telling you, we're telling you that it will be less prevalent. All of the evidence says it will be less prevalent. That there have been other countries that have decriminalized drugs, and teenagers are not using drugs as much as they used to in the past when the drugs were criminalized. So all of the evidence contradicts your fears. So if you could be shown that your fears were irrational and justified on nothing but fear, then would you be open to changing your viewpoint?
I'd really have to sit down and look at the numbers.
Here's what you need to do, and I'll let you still get to your other point, whatever it was. But here's what you need to do. Go and visit law enforcement against prohibition. I know you're just hearing it from a couple of yokels on the radio here tonight, but go to leap.cc, L-E-A-P, law enforcement against prohibition, leap.cc. These are former cops, just like you, who have worked in, they've worked on SWAT teams, they've done the undercover operations, they've been there, they know the war on drugs like the back of their hand, and these cops have come out and they've said, this is insanity, we need to stop this, and they've got all the numbers that you need, they've got all the statistics, and there are some really great persuasive former police officers and some current police officers involved in that group. So that said, what was your other thought?
My only other thing was, not defense, but from people that involve, I've lost my best friend in the line of duty, and I've buried six others in the line of duty. And you're more fear of the ramifications in the administrative aspect of it when you pull your gun and you fire it. And I promise you, people, police officers that are out there now, maybe listening to this, will justify that. And when there is a discharge of a firearm, your handgun gets taken from you, you get interviewed, and yes, you're on administrative leave that's paid. But I can promise you, for the friends of mine that have been involved in it, it was no vacation. Your stomach, you have family, you have all these fears, but they know. And I'm not saying there aren't people that don't, sir.
John, I understand where you're coming from, John. I worked with law enforcement officers very closely. I was the staff canteen operator in prison for like 6 years out of the 9 years I was there, and I'm intimately involved with that level of law enforcement. And I've talked to many afterwards, and you know what? I'm of the opinion that the vast majority of police are either, you know, good people that got into it for the right reason, or people that just kind of got a job and they're just doing it. But there's a percentage of them, and I don't know exactly what that percentage is, but it's certainly not above 50 of them that are power-hungry masochists, sadists. And those guys, if they feel like shooting a dog, like, on one of these raids, is their opportunity to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I tell you what, I had a problem with the Dallas incident, and I'm sure you're familiar with that by now. And
I wish we had time for you to tell us about it, but we're running short. Final thoughts.
Well, that was it. I just wanted to tell you thank you for your perspectives. I do appreciate them, and I do think you guys are very professional, and I look forward to speaking again sometime with you.
Well, great. It's always good hearing from people who are formerly or currently law enforcement, because it's an interesting perspective and one that I think, it's good to hear some of them that are open to change, at least. I think he was open to the ideas of the concept of legalizing or decriminalizing drugs. And if anybody can be persuasive to former law enforcement officers, it's the guys at LEAP. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is one of my favorite organizations.
Even I just like people that agree with me and compliment me.
Even though
like
they're not truly a libertarian or liberty-oriented group, in that they still are calling for regulation, which is actually something he'd mentioned before. Well, would it be regulated? Well, if Law Enforcement Against Prohibition gets their way, it would be, which is essentially...
I can't say that I'm against regulation if it's going to be, if you're talking about it regulated in the same way that alcohol is. I'm not for it, but I'm not against it either.
It'll be better than the black market. Yeah. I mean, that much is for sure. It would take the most all of the violence out pretty much overnight. So go and you owe it to yourself. If you are a law enforcement officer, or you know someone, you love somebody who's a law enforcement officer or former law enforcement officer, show them leap.cc. Go and download I think they've got a video on there that you can either get DVD copies of, and you can get brochures. Reach out to your local police department while you're at it. I mean, take some brochures in there, and if you know some local cops, introduce them to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I mean, they may not have even heard the statistics. They may not even know what the facts are. They may just be going on what they've been told by their superiors in the state, and the drugs are bad, and we should throw people in jail to do them. Well, there are reasons why that's all completely wrong, and the guys at Leap do a great job. Leap.cc, Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.